گناہوں سے جو ظالم شادماں معلوم ہوتا ہے، گناہوں سے جو ظالم شادماں معلوم ہوتا ہے، مٹانا نفس کا اس کو گرا معلوم ہوتا ہے، مٹانا نفس کا اس کو گرا معلوم ہوتا ہے، گناہوں سے جو ظالم شادماں معلوم ہوتا ہے، مٹانا نفس کا اس کو گرا معلوم ہوتا ہے، جو کر لے نفس امارہ کو قابو میں تو وہ سالک، جو کر لے نفس امارہ کو قابو میں تو وہ سالک، فقیری میں بھی سلطان جہاں معلوم ہوتا ہے، فقیری میں بھی سلطان جہاں معلوم ہوتا ہے،
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. All of my kiram, most respected brothers and also our sisters listening at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, this kalam of Hazrat Arif Billah, my Shaykh and Murshid, Hazrat Shah Hakim Mohd Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, it is not just some kind of poetry. I have repeatedly told you this is not just poetry. The kalam of the Ahlullah, the kalam or the poetry of those who are Arif Billah, those who have recognized Allah Ta'ala, those who are Allah Walas. In their poetry, it is not just Layla Majnun Qissas there. It is not romantic tales and stories there. Even if they mention that, it is so that we may come out of our illicit love relationships and build up our taluk and muhabbat with the ever-living Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So this is a waz, it says. How we give speech like that, this is waz in poetry form. He says, گناہوں سے جو ظالم شادما معلوم ہوتا ہے، مٹانا نفس کا اس کو گرا معلوم ہوتا ہے. The person who seems to be enjoying the life of sins, he seems to be taking great pleasure in engagement and indulgence in sins. Whereas the sign of iman is that the person must hate and dislike and reject sins. One sahabi asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, mal iman, what is iman? Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could have given him a very lengthy speech on what is iman. And in different ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, explanations have been given. In the Quran Sharif there are ayat. But on that particular occasion Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, اِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكَ وَسَاعَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكَ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, that when your good deeds and good actions, when they bring you pleasure. Now this is where we have to use this gauge. We must not say we heard this Hadith Sharif many times. This is the gauge that we must use, that when your good deeds and good actions and good a'mal, they bring you happiness, they bring you satisfaction. Just give you an explanation of this. When they bring you happiness and satisfaction, the person finds great enjoyment. It becomes like his passion to do good deeds and good actions. And he gets happiness also in those good actions and good deeds. And when his evil deeds and evil actions, when his zina and when his adultery, fornication, watching the filth on the porn sites, watching the filthy things on the television screen, listening to music, taking interest, going to the gambling den, going to the rave clubs, discos, cinemas and theatres, watching haram, listening to haram, speaking haram, taking false oaths and qasam, speaking lies, and then bragging about it again on top of that I got away. See how I made a fool of that chap. So when the evil deeds give the person pain, griefs, it hurts him in the heart that why did I do this evil action? Not that why did I not do it even more. It hurts the person. Why did I engage in this haram action and haram deed? As a mu'min, as a Muslim, I should not have been engaging. I made a mistake or I did it deliberately, whatever may have happened, but now it's causing him great pain that I must turn towards my Allah. I must seek forgiveness, and if it is the rights of people, then I must pay back to whomsoever whatever is due, or ask for forgiveness for whatever hurt and injury and pain that I may have caused. So when the good deeds give the person kind of happiness and satisfaction, and when his evil actions and deeds give him pain, and like how a person suffers when he's got pain in the body, like that there should be a kind of a suffering after doing evil actions and deeds. We will say then that person is a mu'min. So gunaho se jo zalim shadma malum hota. Now this person who is committing sins, engaging in haram, and after that he also looks very, very happy about it. He enjoys those sins, enjoys those pleasures. Mitana nafsaka usko gira malum hota. And that person, it will be very, very difficult for him to suppress his nafs. How can he suppress that nafs which is enjoying evil actions and pleasures? The person is not going to make an effort to suppress that nafs. Why must he suppress that nafs? The nafs of his which is enjoying. And what is nafs? Nafs. Nafs has got three different stages. One is nafs ammara. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif also, ammara bisu. Inna nafsa la ammaratum bisu. And my Hazrat says that if you look at bisu, it's very close to bichu. That how the nafs, how the bichu, the scorpion bites. And in our country, the scorpions, they really sting. When they sting, then the person is in big problem. Although we may not see many scorpions in our homes like they in India, Pakistan, other remote villages, we see a lot of scorpions around. In our institution, we were studying also, scorpions used to come out from under the mats and from the walls. But those scorpions are not so dangerous like the scorpion in our country. Nevertheless, so that is the nafs ammara, that it is goading a person, encouraging the person, go towards haram, enjoy pleasures. Jo karna hai, wo kar le, whatever you want to do, do. Karle jo karna hai, akhir maut hai. I mentioned in one of the majlis that as Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, karle jo karna hai, akhir maut hai. What does he mean by that? He means that whatever you want to do of good deeds and good actions, do it now while you have life, while you have strength, while you have the wealth, while you have the opportunities, then don't waste those golden opportunities. Make the best of that life, because afterwards you'll regret. Sometimes sickness will overtake you, and then you will come, and then the person will keep staring at the ceiling of his hospital room and then say, I wish I had done this, I wish I had done that. On the deathbed, the person will keep on saying, I wish I had done this, I wish I had done that. When I had youth and energy in my body, I wish at that time I had made namaz, I had made Tilawat of the Quran Sharif. I wish I had helped the poor, the needy, the destitute. I wish I would have take out some time for tabligh, for dawat, for khidmat of deen, for the service of the Quran Sharif, service of the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But at that time it will be too late. The person will not have the opportunity anymore. So kar le jo karna hai, akhir maut hai, that is what he means by that. But the Muslim of today, I'm talking about the majority around the globe like us, we are saying exactly the same thing which the non-Muslims are saying, the disbelievers are saying, or the meaning that they take from this, kar le jo karna hai, akhir maut hai. We are taking the same meaning, that whilst you're young, you're fit, you're healthy, enjoy life, go to the disco, cinemas, theatres. It's the month of July, there's Gunston there, and there's July Handicap there, and the cinemas are open, and the rave clubs are inviting you, and the theatres are calling you, and the prostitutes are inviting. So enjoy yourself. You will not get this opportunity again. Kar le jo karna hai, akhir maut hai. One day you'll die. So do as much haram as you can. That's the meaning that we take now. Whereas that meaning the disbelievers should be taking. They should take that meaning. They normally take that meaning, that do whatever you want whilst you got strength. And they keep saying to, whilst you're young, you must make the best of it. That means there must be no restriction. They brag about how many women they had in their lives and how much of stealing they did and how much of crime they did. But what meaning we take is why Allah Ta'ala has given us that strength in our bodies. Then let's make the best of that opportunity. Let's turn towards that Allah whom we have to face on the day of Qiyamah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. We have to stand before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hey khuda ko muh dikhana ek din. We have to show face to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala one day. We cannot ignore that. We cannot say that there is no such thing as day of judgment. Otherwise the person is not a believer. Look at the police station and look at the courthouses. How many people, when they are arrested, what do? When they are being led to the court, criminal cases, they try to cover their faces with jerseys and with cloth and with towels, and with some people keep it like that for the whole day. Why? Because they are ashamed. People must not see their face, recognize them. So and so committed this theft. And yet sometimes he could be even innocent at that stage. He hasn't been even proven guilty. But the shame that overcomes a person, especially when it's a criminal charge. What kind of face we are going to show to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day when there will be billions of ummatis there. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam will be there. We are ashamed of people in this world. Don't we feel ashamed? The day of Qiyamah, how embarrassing it will be. Because the manner in which a person dies, if he died committing zina, he'll get up like that committing zina. He died taking drugs, he'll get up like that taking drugs. He died stealing, he'll get up stealing. Whatever was his lifestyle and how he died, that is how he will get up on the day of Qiyamah. And billions of ummatis will be watching. So, hey khuda ko muh dikhana ek hai. So the meaning of that is not that we must do whatever we want to do and enjoy ourselves in the haram way. There's plenty of halal enjoyment and entertainment that a person can have within the parameters of Sharia. There's so much. Why go towards haram? So when a person has got youth in his, when he's got youth, he's young, he's fit and healthy. So I always say to my young friends that youth, Y-O-U-T-H, you are in youth. You are in youth. Maulana has brought 8-10 young boys, school going youth. MashaAllah, in these holidays when others are enjoying themselves in the haram places. So they are out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So you must not feel despondent, you must not feel weak, you must not feel a kind of grief and pain in your heart that, hi, look at all these people, what they are doing and where we are. Youth, Y-O-U, you are in youth. Either you make your life or you break your life at that time of your life. That is the time that either you make something of yourself or you destroy yourself. Go on to the line of drugs and drink and wine and women and you've destroyed yourself. And go on to the line of piety, taqwa, good company, tilawat of the Quran Sharif, hard work in your schools, in your college, whatever you are studying, control of your gaze, whether you are in the university or college or wherever you may be, controlling of the heart, conscious of the fact that my Allah is watching, unconcerned about what the critics say, that where you in this young age acting like a big Sufi sahab, look at all the other young boys of your age. It is the norm today to have illicit love relationships, and where you are restraining yourself from such kind of life, don't worry about those critics. Let them laugh today. Qiyamah day, you won't have to cry. Let them laugh today so that Qiyamah day, you don't have to cry. Of what kind of an animal do we make qurbani? Qurbani of the animal that is sick, weak, lame, all kinds of defects. If a person makes qurbani, will we call that qurbani? But sometimes the jurists have said that if it's got certain amount of defects, still the qurbani is valid. Certain amount of defects it has, but it is within those limits, then they say qurbani is valid. But now does that mean that because their qurbani is valid, that's the kind of animal that we must look for to make qurbani? That everything must be just little under the defect which makes it valid. It must be little under that defect which makes it non-valid. That means if, for example, the tail, the eyes, the legs and the body, whatever the qurbani masail are. So now does it mean we must look for an animal of that kind? We'll say, look for an animal that's fit, that's healthy, that's strong. And then everybody will say to MashaAllah, look at this person, qurbani of what an animal he made. So like that, Allah Ta'ala also wants to see that when we've got strength in the body, we've got money, we've got wealth, we've got home, we've got car, we've got cell phones, we've got everything going for us. At that time, we make qurbani of that nafs. Not when one leg is already in the grave, the hair has gone white, kamar jukke misle kamani hui, koi dada hua, koi dadi hui. Now that time you make qurbani. Allah Ta'ala with His fazal, He accepts the tawbah even at that time. But the real qurbani is of youth. So the person whose sins give him kind of pleasure, then he'll find it very difficult to suppress this nafs. And the nafs is such a thing that is not going to leave a person. It's with the person. So I was telling you that one is the nafs ammara. Ammara bisu. But then when that same nafs starts worrying the person, his conscience begins to worry him. He is now uncomfortable with the sin that he is committing, although he doesn't seem to have the himmat to give it up altogether. But it begins to worry him. That whatever he is doing, he starts worrying. This is not right. I shouldn't have done this. The person is taking drug to what he knows in his mind and heart that this is not something right that I am doing. It does won't bring me respect. It won't bring me any kind of good health. It's not going to bring me any kind of long-term enjoyment and pleasure. It is just for a little while, and after that I'll destroy myself. So now the person, if it's going to keep worrying him, then inshallah there is hope that one day he'll make sincere tawbah and make his nafs reach the stage of mutmainna. So here we are talking about the ammara nafs. So this person will find it very difficult to suppress that nafs. Jo kar le nafs ammara ko kabu mein, to wo salik faqiri mein bhi sultane jahan maloom hota hai. The person who will suppress this nafs, he will bring it under control. It's not that we have to deprive this nafs of good food, good clothing, good car, good home. Nobody says must deprive the nafs. Anything that is halal, permissible, then within the permissible limits, if a person makes use of it, there's nothing wrong with it. Make use of it with gratitude to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. But there must be gratitude showing to Allah Ta'ala. There must be no pride and arrogance in it. So give the nafs that which is halal. Why go to that which is haram? So the person who will control his nafs, the person will be dominant over his nafs. He will be riding the horse of the nafs, not that the nafs will be riding over him. If there's a horse and the jockey riding that horse in the July handicap, he puts the horse on his shoulders and says, right now I'll run with you on my shoulders. Will he ever reach anywhere? So the nafs is like that. We must be the riders over the nafs. So he says, then even if this person is a faqir, he's a poor person, or he's got patched clothes, he's living in a shack, he's living in a hut, he doesn't have any gold coins, he doesn't have any diamonds, he doesn't have any precious stones, he doesn't have any qualifications and degrees, and he doesn't have any managerial position, he's not in a cabinet, he's not a minister of some affairs, corruption affairs. Corrupt in the corruption affairs department. He's not one of those ministers. He's not a king, he's not a government, he's not a ruler. But still, he will be like the king of the time. Because he's got the king of all kings in his heart. So he will be the king of the time. Allah Ta'ala's treasures will be for him and in his heart. Doesn't mean outside. Outside can be different conditions, but still he's got the treasures in his heart. Mana ki ameer gulshan hai jannat to dur hai aarif hai magar dil mein khaliq hai jannat liye hue. That's a beautiful verse couplet. Oh meer, I know that gardens of jannat are far away. The person will have to live as a Muslim, die as a Muslim, pass all the tests and trials of life, the test, the questioning of the qabr, the test and questioning of the day of hashr. He'll have to cross the pul sirat, then he'll enter into jannat, then he'll enjoy the gardens of jannat. But in this world, Allah Ta'ala gives him in a capsule form the gardens of jannat, because he's the khaliq of jannat. Now when you have got the khaliq of jannat in your heart, so then you've got the gardens of jannat automatically in your heart. So this person has got everything. He's got the gardens of jannat, plus he's got the khaliq of those gardens of jannat. So what do we know about his enjoyment? Outwardly he too will feel pain, he'll feel suffering. If his children pass away, he too will cry. If he meets up with an accident, he will also complain of pain. And in this life also, he may go through different kinds of tests and trials. Look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions. But inside the heart, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives a kind of a sukoon, which no vocabulary in the world can describe it. There's no vocabulary for it. Like what you have heard so many times, as Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi saying that the fragrance of the muhabbat of Allah when it comes into my heart, then the vocabulary of the languages of the world fail to put a description to that experience. So he will be a king without a crown on his head, he will be a king. So don't we want to be like that? A few years of effort, a few years of restraining ourselves from haram. And that too, it's only in the early stages. After that, it becomes easy. But we don't want to take the first steps. We just want to remain where we are. That worm was told that you go a little up, there is a very, very juicy grape. Very juicy grape, very delicious. So the worm set out for the juicy grape. And on its way, it landed on the green leaf. When it landed on the green leaf, then it thought this is the juicy grape. So it kept on enjoying the grape, the leaf. And that zalim died on that leaf. The qabristan of that worm came on that leaf. If it just went a little up, it would have tasted the juicy grape. Like that, we have given our life to television, for cinemas, to discos, to drugs, to wine, to women, to illicit love relationships, and pretty faces which were haram for us to see. And we thought that that is the juicy grape. Whereas if we just came a little out of that and we tasted the sweetness of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts, we would not have returned to that leaf. After tasting the juicy grape, we wouldn't have returned to our sins. So it's just for a few years, few months, we don't know how many seconds left of our life. Look how the visas of life are getting cancelled all over the world. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom. Aur usme tawsi bhi hai, ghair mumkin aur miyad uski nahi maloom.
Gunahon se jo zalim shad ma maloom hota hai, mitana nafs ka usko gira maloom hota hai. Ye khaki zikr ki barkat se hai fauqa sama, lekin ye khaki zikr ki barkat se hai fauqa sama, lekin zameen par bhi nuzule asma maloom hota hai. Zameen par bhi nuzule asma maloom hota hai. Gunahon se jo zalim shad ma maloom hota hai. Dawa mein zikr se sunta hoon mil jati hai wo nisbat. Dawa mein zikr se sunta hoon mil jati hai wo nisbat, ke unko bhoolna ko hai gira maloom hota hai. Ke unko bhoolna ko hai gira maloom hota hai.
یہ خاکی ذکر کی برکت سے ہے فوق السما لیکن مگر اسباب, زمین پر بھی نزول لیکن زمین پر بھی نزول آسماں معلوم ہوتا ہے. دوا میں ذکر سے سنتا ہوں مل جاتی ہے وہ نسبت, کہ ان کو بھولنا کو ہے گراں معلوم ہوتا ہے. We have been created of earth, آدم. So he says that یہ خاکی ذکر کی برکت سے, with the barakat of the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because of the barakat of the remembrance and the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he has reached stages higher than even the angels. He is right up in the heavens, he is on the earth, he is on the ground, and here on the ground he is remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he is being remembered by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the ashram. Fazkuruni wazkurkum, remember me with itaat, I will remember you with inayat. Hazrat Sabit Bunani Rahmatullah Alayhi, whilst he was making zikr, he said that my Allah is now remembering me. He said, this very moment my Allah is remembering me. So his khadim asked, oh Hazrat, how can you say Allah Ta'ala is remembering you this part of the time? How do you know that? Did he send you some message? Did you receive a telephone call? Some SMS came? How can you make that claim? He said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, Fazkuruni azkurkum, you remember me, I remember you. So this moment I am remembering my Allah ta'ala, and I have my yaqeen that whatever is in the Quran Sharif is haq. So Allah ta'ala is definitely remembering me now. Zikr zakir ko mazkur tak pahuncha deta hai. You take anybody else's name, it's not necessary that the person is there. A person has got some beloved parent somewhere, His wife is gone somewhere and is remembering her, or his child is gone somewhere, is remembering him or her, or any other friend is remembering, is even talking about that friend. That friend doesn't even know, he's not there, he can't even hear, can't listen, don't know where he is. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the moment you say Allah, day or night, any part of the time, Allah ta'ala is listening. You are there already with Allah ta'ala. And there is no question of running out of time or no signal or didn't pay last month's bill, so that's why no connection this month. Or your free time is finished now. Allah ta'ala made it so easy for us to remember Him. They say, Kha ki zikr ki barkat se fokus sama lekin zameen par bhi nuzul aasama malum hota. But it seems like even heavens are coming down onto the earth when this person starts remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Dawa mein zikr se sunta hoon mil jati hai wo nisbat ke unko bhool na ko hai kiram aarum hota hai. With zikrullah in perpetuity, continuity, not that one day the person read 20,000 times and the next day finished zero. Read little, but read it regularly. Take mashwara, how much to read. You must not overread. So many people, they start enjoying the zikrullah and therefore they went into such kind of excess that they got dehydrated. Some people went off their heads and they thought that that was some kind of great progress they were making. Everything has to be within limit. I always give the example that in apple, in our childhood days we learned an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Childhood days. There's so much of vitamins in the apples. So does that mean that now the person takes one time, one crate of apple and eat it? Because there's a lot of vitamins in it. So eat one time, one crate. Will that person's stomach be able to digest it? He will become a candidate for the Brook Street Cemetery. So he has to eat within limit, within his capacity. Like that, zikrullah has got great benefit. All the vitamins are in that zikrullah. But then you have to read within capacity. So he says, Dawa mein zikr se sunta hoon mil jati hai wo nisbat. You get that kind of nisbat with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with dawam of zikr. Continuity, perpetuity. That after that, even if you try to forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it will be like a mountain on the person's head. He can't forget Allah ta'ala. The night that he doesn't make zikrullah, he will feel like there's a mountain on his shoulder, on his head. It's not that now he will find it kind of difficult to make zikr. He will find it difficult not to make zikr. It will be a reverse. The person at one time was finding it difficult to go for namaz. Now that he's got nisbat with Allah ta'ala, he's looking forward to namaz. And not only five times namaz, he's still looking forward to another namaz late at night, tahajjud namaz. And when he's finished with that, he's again finding out any other namaz I can make. They said, yes, there's ishraq now, you can read that also, a lot of sawab. So he's waiting for ishraq also. And then he's waiting for awabin. The person now looks forward to, like the hungry person looks forward to food, or the thirsty person looks forward to drink. So this person with that nisbat, now he gets through that zikrullah, it will take him to those heights that will now become extremely difficult for him if he does not make the zikrullah for that night or for that day. It will be as if he hasn't eaten, he hasn't had his breakfast, lunch and supper. That is how it will become. It will become a ghiza for him. Once you get that nisbat. But for the nisbat, the person has to make an effort. Nisbat just doesn't come like that.
Gunahon se jo zalim shad ma maloom hota hai, mitana nafs ka usko gira maloom hota hai. گزرتا ہے کبھی دل پر وہ غم جس کی کرامت سے گزرتا ہے کبھی دل پر وہ غم جس کی کرامت سے مجھے تو یہ جہاں بے آسماں معلوم ہوتا ہے مجھے تو یہ جہاں بے آسماں معلوم ہوتا ہے حقیقت میں تیرا ہی آستاں داتا ہے عالم کا حقیقت میں تیرا ہی آستاں داتا ہے عالم کا مگر اسباب کا پردہ یہاں معلوم ہوتا ہے مگر اسباب کا پردہ یہاں معلوم ہوتا ہے
ماشاءاللہ اور اچھا انتخاب کیا آپ نے حضرت گزرتا ہے کبھی دل پر وہ غم جس کی کرامت سے مجھے تو یہ جہاں بے آسماں معلوم ہوتا ہے سم ٹائم وین آئی ایم انگیج ان دا ریممبرنس آف مائی بلوڈ اللہ وین آئی ایم ٹیکنگ ہز مبارک نیم وین آئی ایم میکنگ ذکر اللہ When I've got my heart in sajda before Allah Ta'ala. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر دل کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر سو وین دا پرسن ہیز پلیسڈ ہز ہارٹ ان سجدہ اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد So he says, at such a time when I'm engaged in the remembrance of my Allah, I get such kind of kafiyat and such kind of experience and such kind of hal that it seems that there's no sky in between me and my Allah. There's nothing, there's no hijab. I'm on the farsh, but my heart is on the arsh. This is not a fantasy world. I always say they're not talking about some fantasy world. No fairy tale business here. It's a haqiqat and reality. If we haven't experienced it, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. If a person hasn't experienced something, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist in the world. They have tasted it, they have enjoyed it. They don't say it so openly, but sometimes in their poetry we can see what the haqiqat is. What is in the heart when it comes onto the tongue, what comes onto the pen. Allah Ta'ala must bless us also with it. He says, haqiqat mein tera hi aasatan daata hai alam ka, magar azbab ka parda yahaan maloom hota hai. In reality it is Allah Ta'ala who is blessing us with whatever He is blessing us. It's not our businesses, it's not our homes, it's not our brothers, it's not our parents, it's not our families, it's not our friends, it is not our gold mines, it is not the silver, it is nothing of this world. But because we are living in a world of means, Allah Ta'ala made this world a world of means and He put a parda in between. So we sometimes get the wrong impression that everything is coming from this business of ours, so therefore, why worry about the salat and why worry about the zakat and why worry about everything else? If it's Christmas time, it's very busy, we can't go for salat. Other times also, if it's busy, there are customers, then that is our risk, it's our sustenance. How can we ignore that? Juma day, the Azan can go to, why must we worry? Because look at these customers, if they go away, how are we going to survive? Our parents, our yaqeen becomes so much on them that we think that without them, there's no such thing as existence in this world with regards to risk and sustenance. So that is a world of means. Allah Ta'ala has just put some curtain in between, that's all. But in reality, He is the one who is providing. He is the one who put that gold and silver under the earth. He is the one who sends those customers to those different shops and business houses. Why is it that sometimes it's the same merchandise, the same kind of goods in a prime location, directly opposite each other, the business. Thousands of people are flowing in that passage there. But yet one person says he was killing flies. Hardly any customers came in. And if they came in too, they came to browse. And then they had a big grouse about everything that you had, especially the prices, and they went away. And the other one is saying that it was really, really fantastic day. Allah Ta'ala is saying, especially with risk, it's unimaginable how Allah Ta'ala provides. Unimaginable. So therefore, real connection must be with Allah Ta'ala. And if we get connected with Allah Ta'ala, then we got connection with His treasury. Now the person who gets connected with Allah Ta'ala's treasury, then will his gaze be on everything else. Yes, there's a world of means. He'll make use of the means. But he's not going to believe that everybody in the world is the provider. Because it's a hukam of Allah Ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Man lam yashkurin nas lam yashkurillah. Allah Ta'ala uses people as means. So therefore we have to thank that person also. So that thanking is because of the hukam of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala used him to convey that sustenance, to give us a job, employment, or to give a gift, or whatever it may be. It is Allah Ta'ala who put it into his heart, so you thank the person. But it's not that that person is the provider. Provider is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The postman comes with a postal order, or he comes with some envelope inside which there is a check of $1 million that some benefactor sent from America or somewhere as a gift, or it came as inheritance. Now that check arrived by post. Somebody's grandfather, father, somebody passed away somewhere, now the check came by post. So now what would you think of the person who now starts kissing the shoes of the postman? Wow, wow, mashallah, you brought $1 million for me. I can't stop thanking you, therefore now I must kiss your feet. You gave me $1 million, you gave me $1 million. Did he give $1 million? If it didn't come from there by post, would he have got it? So it's asbab, world of means, we make use of the means, but now we don't consider those means to be the arbab. Asbab must be asbab, not arbab.
گناہوں سے جو ظالم شاد ماں معلوم ہوتا ہے مٹانا نفس کا اس کو گراں معلوم ہوتا ہے کرم ہے دل پہ مالک کا بفیض مرشد کامل کرم ہے دل پہ مالک کا بفیض مرشد کامل کہ ہر ذرہ یہاں ان کا نشان معلوم ہوتا ہے کہ ہر ذرہ یہاں ان کا نشان معلوم ہوتا ہے ہمارے نالائے درد محبت پر تعجب کیا ہمارے نالائے درد پر تعجب کیا، یہ انعام نگاہ بزرگاں معلوم ہوتا ہے، یہ انعام نگاہ بزرگاں معلوم ہوتا ہے، خدا کے فضل سے نسبت جسے حاصل ہوئی اختر، خدا کے فضل سے نسبت جسے حاصل ہوئی اختر، پھر اس کا فیض فیض بے کراں معلوم ہوتا ہے، پھر اس کا فیض فیض بے کراں معلوم ہوتا ہے، گناہوں سے جو ظالم شادماں معلوم ہوتا ہے، مٹانا نفس کا اس کو گراں معلوم ہوتا ہے۔
کرم ہے دل پہ مالک کا بفیض مرشد کامل، کہ ہر ذرہ یہاں ان کا نشاں معلوم ہوتا ہے۔ If I did not have this companionship of my Murshid Kamil, if I did not have his guidance, if I did not have his sohbat, I would not have reached this stage where looking around, everything reminds me of the Creator. When I look at the earth, it reminds me of the Creator. I look at the waters of the ocean, it reminds me of the Creator. It's nishan of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Everywhere. When you look at the trees growing from the ground, when you look at the fruits on the trees, when you look at the beautiful colors of the flowers, red, blue, yellow, green, from where is it coming? If anybody shakes the earth, will they find any colors? When the flowers wither and fall and turn to dust, then go and shake the ground and look for colors there. Who is it that is putting so much of sweetness into the bamboo stick, which we term as sugar cane? If there was no sweetness in that, what would have been the price of that stick? Would anybody have been planting so much of that stick? And would it have fetched that price around the globe that it is fetching because of the sweetness that is in that stick? Has anybody got the intelligence, or is there any kind of technology that you don't have to plant sugar cane, just take the sand from the ground, put it into the machine and produce sugar? Why don't they do that? So who is it that put that sweetness into that cane, which is sweetening our chocolates and sweets and biscuits and everything else? So wherever he says, I look, I can see the signs of my Creator. It is the face of my Shaykh-e-Kamil. ہمارے نالے درد محبت پر تعجب کیا، یہ انعام نگاہ بزرگاں معلوم ہوتا ہے۔ Why are you so surprised? Why are you so shocked at this nalae dard of mine, this crying in the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, and this connection of mine with my Allah, and these tears which roll when I think of my Allah? Why are you so surprised about it? It shows that the gaze of some Allah Walas has fallen on my face. It has fallen on my heart. And it is the face of that gaze that my heart too lit up with the love of Allah Ta'ala, that I too cry in the love of my Allah. مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی tera dard kya hai ya rab mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi tera dard kya hai ya rab tere aashiqon se seekha tere sange dar pe marna tere aashiqon se seekha tere sange dar pe marna mera har khata pe rona yahi hai meri talafi mera har khata pe rona yahi hai meri talafi teri rehmaton ka sadqa mera jurm maaf اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبعد وسلم يا رحيم يا كريم يا ستار الغيوب غفار الذنوب الله يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام او ماي بلغر الله ماي رحيم الله ماي كريم My most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving Allah. We are extremely sinful servants of yours. But my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not bragging about those sins, my beloved Allah. We are not justifying those sins. We are not expressing any kind of happiness and satisfaction over those sins. My beloved Allah, we are acknowledging before you that indeed we committed the sins. My beloved Allah, who is there to forgive us besides you? There is no one that can forgive us besides you. You dearly love forgiveness. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. There was no question of darkness for you, my beloved Allah. When we were hiding and committing sins, we were fooling ourselves. You who blessed billions of people with sight, how can you be blind to our actions and our deeds? You have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. My beloved Allah, everything is in your knowledge. We are turning towards you. Forgive us, my beloved Allah, from the time we became of age up till now, the disobedience that we engaged in, forgive us. Hamare gunaho ko maaf farma. Forgive the sins of the eyes, of the ears, of the tongues, of the hands and feet, heart and mind. Oh, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. How are we going to face you on the day of judgment? We have no capital to our credit. But there is no protection for us besides your protection. There is no support for us besides your support. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Become ours and make us yours, my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, koi tujhse kuch koi kuch mangta hai, ilahi main tujhse talabgar tera. People ask you different things, my Allah. We are seeking you from you. If you are ours, everything will be ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. If you are ours, the businesses will give us barakat. The homes will give us comfort. Children will be coolness of our eyes. Everything will work in our favor. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. We will earn plentiful, but there will be no barakat. Our children will not be the coolness of our eyes. Our homes will give us comfort no more. No matter what we may have in our homes, but our lives will be filled with restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. My Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. Forgive our past. Forgive our present. Forgive our futures. Ya Allah, make us yours. Take us on the road that leads to you, on the road that leads to Jannat, on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. Who can protect us, my beloved Allah, in this age of fitnas? Who can protect us besides you? We are being lashed by fitnas, storms of fitnas from our left and from our right, from in front of us and behind us, pouring from the satellites from above us onto our television screens and internet sites. My beloved Allah, fitnas of the media, fitnas of the bazaars and marketplaces, fitnas in the colleges and universities. Hum kidhar jaye mere Allah, hum kidhar jaye. We are turning towards you, my Allah. For whomsoever you make it easy, it becomes easy. Become ours and make us yours. Bless us with long life so that we may do good deeds in that long life. Bless us with good health so that we may do good deeds with a good health. Bless us with plentiful of wealth so that we may do good deeds with the wealth. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. So many of our brothers and sisters, so many people, their parents, their children, and so many that are in the hospitals, in the clinics, in the homes, and amongst us are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, bless everyone with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses, and diseases. Shifa is in your hands, my beloved Allah. Sometimes sicknesses, diseases, pain, and suffering can be a blessing in disguise. But my beloved Allah, even if it is a rahmat and a mercy, we are extremely weak. Don't test us. Change the rahmat of sickness to the rahmat of good health. The rahmat of poverty to the rahmat of wealth. The rahmat of weakness to the rahmat of strength. My beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone onto drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqeem. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ijtimaat, gash, taleem ko qubool farma. Jo bhi tere raah mein nikle hue hai, unki qurbaniyon ko qubool farma. Zariye hidayat bana. Khanqa, masajid, madaris, sab ko qubool farma. My beloved Allah, accept all the works and the workers of deen. Bless everyone with ikhlas, sincerity, my Allah. Protect us from pride, from arrogance. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of envy, of jealousy. Clean our hearts of evil desires. Ya Allah, when evil desires come, we have got no restraining power. Assist us and help us, my beloved Allah. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. change the conditions of insecurity and crime in this country to that of security. My beloved Allah, we know that it's our weakness, our shortcoming. We have become very, very disobedient to you, and as a result our lives are becoming full of pain, restlessness, anxieties. Hamara ban ja, hame apna bana le. Throughout the world, the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going through such suffering, such harass. Ya Allah, remove their suffering, their difficulties, their hardship, especially in Palestine, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Kashmir, India, Pakistan, Sudan, Somalia, the whole of Africa and the world, my beloved Allah. Which part of the world is the ummat not going through deep suffering? Don't look at our sins anymore, my Allah. If you have to look at our sins, then we'll face nothing but destruction. Look at your shan of being Rahim, of being Kareem. Look at my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was Kareem. How much of sacrifices he made for this ummah. When he is informed of the condition of his ummah, how much of pain it must be causing to his sensitive heart. Ya Allah, one day we have to die and leave this world. Let our death be in a state that you are pleased with us. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, adultery, fornication, or watching some filth on the internet site or television screen or cell phone, or some filthy magazine in our hands, or popping drugs in our mouth. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gulshanon mein mera bhi koi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare quds mein hoti. Wahi jeeta. وہی مرتا وہی گورو کفن ہوتا. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں. کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. یا اللہ, رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. There's the ummat with that goodness. From all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and protect the ummat of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the tests and trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, hardship, pain, suffering and problems. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillah.